It's day two of the Canadian Women's Open Golf Tournament. Among the top golfers competing in Quebec is the best player you've probably never heard of. She's number one ranked Yanni Sen from Taiwan. Sen has been powering and smiling her way around golf courses and, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, making history.
She's won 5 major championships, and she's 22. Tiger Woods was 24 when he won his 5th major. Legendary Patty Berg was 25. Berg holds the LPGA record with 15 Grand Slam titles. Yanni Sen has won most of her majors just since last year. What, you ask, is going on with this stocky, chatty young phenom who still counts beating her dad at golf?
2000 is the year I beat my father.
As one of her career milestones? What's going on was evident during an unremarkable but telling few minutes I watched at last weekend's LPGA tournament near Portland, Oregon. It was hole number 7 during the second round of the Safeway Classic. Sen drove her tee shot into the sand of a fairway bunker. From there, she hit into thick rough. The old Yanni would have walked up to her third shot with slumped shoulders and a sour face. Instead, waiting to hit, she glanced over, saw my son, she met him the day before, grinned, and said hi. Then Sen hit a beauty of a shot that landed 5 feet from the hole. She sank the putt for par and fist-bumped her caddy. It was a moment that would have made Gary Gilchrist proud. Gilchrist is Sen's coach. They've worked a lot on her reactions to bad shots, how to accept them, move on, stay focused. From his home in Florida, Gilchrist says it's paid off.
You know, when she missed the fairway, she'd make bogey, and then once she changed her attitude and her body language, she started making birdies.
Not that Sen misses that much. She's a golfing triple threat with accuracy, touch, and power. Her drives average a tour best 269 yards.
Yanni Jiayou!
Yanni Jiayou, in Mandarin, roughly, go Yanni go. It's a constant cry from the galleries that follow Sen, and a reminder about her fan base. She's really big in Asia, especially her native Taiwan. On a trip home after she won the British Open last month, Sen kept getting stopped on the streets. She's a household name there, but not here. It bothers her a bit. Come on, people, 5 majors. But such is life as a non-American on the U.S.-based LPGA Tour, a tour that has struggled in recent years, losing sponsors and its 2 best players, Annika Sorenstam and Lorena Ochoa, to retirement. But Yanni Sen is doing her part to connect with Americans, with smiles and language.
I talk too much. You know, I don't afraid to talk to people, so I just... We have conversation, and I learn from some vocabulary, some grammar from you, and that's how I learn English.
A couple of years ago, as the numbers of top Asian players surged on the LPGA Tour, former Commissioner Carolyn Bivens proposed that athletes had to be proficient in English or face suspension. The controversial plan died quickly. Sen says embracing English isn't part of any directive. Rather, she says learning the language helps her feel comfortable and more relaxed on the golf course, all part of educating Yanni.
I feel like I still have a long way to go. I'm 22 now, and I need to work on lots of things and just keep learning.
22, 5 majors, still learning. Imagine the golf world when she finally gets it. Tom Goldman, NPR News.